This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin and this is 6 Minute English. Today I'm joined by Jackie Dalton and we're talking about horoscopes and astrology. This is the idea that you can find out what's going to happen to you based on what's going on in the sky and your star sign.
Yes, astrology is a practice which started many years ago, and the idea is that each person has a particular star sign, which depends on when they were born.
So you could be Taurus, Capricorn, Scorpio, Cancer, or numerous others. Each sign is said to have particular personality characteristics. So, Jackie, what star sign are you?
Well, I'm a Virgo, which means I'm supposed to be practical, intelligent, and a bit of a perfectionist.
Sounds pretty accurate to me.
Thank you.
I'm Aquarius, and I'm supposed to be friendly, independent, but frequently late.
No.
Not sure about the last one. I'm always on time.
You are.
So here's my question for this week. How many different star signs are there in the zodiac? Is it A, 10, B, 5, or C, 12?
I'm pretty sure it's 12.
All right, we'll check your answer later. Well, astrology and horoscopes are very popular here in the UK, even though they're often taken with a pinch of salt. To take something with a pinch of salt means that we don't believe something to be entirely accurate or true.
Horoscopes usually appear in daily newspapers and magazines, and every morning thousands of people read them to try to find out what's in the stars for them that day. To say something is in the stars means it's set to happen in the future.
Well, you might be interested that my horoscope this morning said that money would come from an unexpected source, that I should be careful not to lose my temper, and that I should wear a lucky colour tonight. Interesting. But next we're going to hear from a journalist, Jan Muir, who actually had to write the horoscopes. Have a listen. Did she always want to be a horoscope writer?
It was my very first job in journalism when I started for a newspaper group in Scotland, and I thought I was going to be rushing around after murderers and doing all sorts of exciting things, but in fact I was told to sit down and write the horoscopes.
She said that it was her first job in journalism and she thought she'd be doing exciting things. I don't think she was expecting to be writing horoscopes.
So did she have any knowledge or interest in astrology?
Not at all at that time, and then certainly after I'd been writing them for a few months, I believed even less, because, I mean, I noticed then, as I do now, I mean, we were given this sort of formula where you had to write a positive, a negative, and a maybe.
She said she didn't have any interest and believed even less in astrology as time went on. She was given a formula. A formula is a standard way of doing something when it's always exactly the same. Her formula was a positive, a negative, and a maybe. So she had to say something good, something bad, and something else was possibly going to happen.
So if this is the way that some horoscopes are written, why does she think that they are still so popular? In the next extract, she uses the word endure. If something endures, it means that they continue to exist despite overcoming difficulty. In this case, people not believing in horoscopes.
Yes, well, I think that's one of the reasons why they endure, because when people read a newspaper or a magazine, it's full of all sorts of information about the world at large, about politics and famine and film stars and all sorts of things. And then the one little bit in the newspaper refers to them. It's all about them.
She said that horoscopes endure because they're actually about the people who read the newspapers, so they always want to know about themselves.
Yes, it could be, but people are often sceptical about astrology and horoscopes. To be sceptical is when you have doubts or don't believe in something. There are numerous associations and societies offering training in astrology, and there's even a university which teaches it at postgraduate level. We're going to hear from Dr. Nicholas Campion, who's in charge of a course in Wales. What did he say when we asked him if he gets irritated or annoyed when people trivialise astrology? Trivialise means to make something out to be unimportant or a bit of a joke.
No, it doesn't annoy me, actually. In fact, I quite enjoy it. Because you've got, in a tabloid newspaper, probably on the same page as the cartoons, a piece of ancient wisdom that's pre-Christian, stretches back to ancient Babylon. So just from a cultural sense, I find this survival absolutely fascinating. I mean, you know, there is, you know, a direct lineage between the people writing the horoscope columns and the pre-Christian priests 4,000 years ago who were advising Babylonian emperors.
Interestingly, he doesn't get annoyed at all. He said he enjoys seeing a piece of ancient wisdom in our daily newspaper. And he's right in a way. Whether we believe in it or not, it is fascinating that astrology dates back thousands of years, yet here we are, still talking about it and still reading our daily horoscopes.
And we will well into the future, I'm sure. Let's have a look at some of the vocabulary we've come across today. First of all, we had to take something with a pinch of salt, which means to believe something to be not entirely accurate or true.
A formula which is a standard way of doing something when it's always exactly the same.
Endure means to continue to exist despite overcoming difficulty.
To be sceptical, to have trouble believing something.
And trivialise, which means to make something out to be unimportant or a bit of a joke. So finally, to the question I asked you earlier, I asked you how many star signs are in the zodiac.
And I think I said 12.
And you were correct. There are 12 signs in the zodiac. Too many to list here, unfortunately, because that's all we have time for. So until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.